The resolution to name and rename current and future facilities based on notable women of Galesburg, was that approved?
Yes, it was, but it was not without its detractors.
And what are the concerns?
Well, we had one of the council members that expressed the concern that this resolution discriminated against men.
How do you respond to that?
Well, my response was very clear in terms of how the resolution was structured. It was structured in a way that all the naming committee that I had appointed, and it's important to note that both presidents from Knox and Carl Sandburg College served as co-chairs for that. But the purpose, the intent of this effort was to establish a revolving reference resource. So basically, what we did is we captured the history of these notable women, and we have it, you know, ready again as a reference when an opportunity to name or rename, you know, materializes. So it was very much to help that conscious effort that you have something you can reference with the necessary narrative, the justification, why these notable women should be considered. But the resolution, the way that it's structured, it's in support for the consideration of city councils, you know, to make. It does not mandate or does it restrict any future city councils to say, this is, you have to name every public facility, new or old, after, you know, women on this list. So I think there was just a variance in interpretation, but I wanted to be clear that that isn't the intent, and we took measures to make sure that we were not going to exclude. Because quite frankly, the premise is to include people from all segments of the community. In this instance, the focus were, you know, really had been on women.
Is there a concern women have been overlooked in this regard?
Well, Rich, I have to share with you, in the comment that I made last night, is that we have less than a handful of things that are named in honor of women here in the community of Galesburg. And to put it in perspective, we're celebrating the 175th founding of Galesburg this year. So for me, there is a lot of opportunity for us to go back and understand that it wasn't only the man that contributed to the establishment, to the shaping, and the building of this community. It was also the women.
Can you mention just quickly one or two notable women who might deserve an honor?
Absolutely. Like, for example, Dorothy Tanning is one. Dorothy Tanning, as you know, was a great author. She just recently passed. And, you know, we've done some other things on her behalf, but not naming the street or anything of any greater significance. And, of course, there's one that we do have a statue for is Mother Bickerdike. I'm sorry. I should not try to do two or three things at the same time here. And we do have a statue of her down at the courthouse. But in all seriousness, when I was reviewing the history and getting together with the public works people to try to identify everything that had been named, that we have some, you know, record of, named in honor of women, it was quite clear to me that there was the potential, you know, to recognize people that had contributed, you know, over time. And unfortunately, majority of those contributions were not documented. And so it was that verbal history that provided us the leads, and then we were able, you know, to generate some information. But this, we have 40-plus notable women. We have their narratives, and it will be posted on our website. A greater opportunity is that the community now has the opportunity to submit other people for consideration. And so this is a revolving list. So all we did was establish an initial list with the opportunity to engage the entire community.
All right. And who is the alderman who expressed concerns?
It was Councilman Russell Fleming, and he just really believed that, and I shouldn't speak with him or for him, but my sense was that somehow that the current facilities that might be named after a man would be renamed in honor of women. I think he doesn't understand that we have a procedure that was ratified back in the 80s by a previous city council. It gives the process for the naming of streets and public sites. And in that, we have to get the approval of the Landmark Commission. So anything of any historical nature, in all likelihood, would not be identified as something that we would want to rename. But when you take a look at a good number of our streets, for example, are, you know, first and second and third and fourth street, you know, type of names, there really isn't, I mean, much history there other than, you know, people that had lived on those streets. So I let's just say that at the end of that spirited discussion, I just basically made the statement that we were not going to agree on this particular initiative, and the best thing that we could do is just, you know, put it to the vote.
All right. And it was approved?
It was approved. It was approved. We had seven that voted in approval of this, you know, this resolution, and one against.